This is a podcast from Rover.
Shout out to all the parents and grandparents who are dealing with sick children at the moment, because it's that seasonal change where flus and colds are happening, and it's not easy. It's not easy. Last week was a really tough week for our family. Gigi, who's 3 years old, had her first proper bout of sickness. And as a parent, that's really hard to deal with because you kind of don't know what to do. It's the first time you're being put in this position. And when your kid says to you, "Daddy, please help me."
Yeah.
I'm like, far out. Mate. I don't know what to do to help you other than be there for you. And she spent a lot of her nights like not being able to breathe. Her nose was blocked up. She was coughing.
Did she have a fever?
She had a fever. This went for days. And ended up taking her to the after hours because it got that bad. And she takes her wee little bluey toy everywhere. This is a toy that my mum knitted her. She loves it to bits.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go to the after hours and the nurse says, "Sorry, you guys can't come in here until your daughter's done a COVID test." I'm like, oh, she's just beside herself. I'm not going to be able to get this thing up her nose.
And so only three.
Out to the car we go. I honestly feel like Steve Irwin trying to wrestle a crocodile. And I've never had to be that sort of rough with her before. And right. I can still remember the look in her eyes thinking, "What are you doing? Who are you?" And I mean, is this the childhood trauma that people talk about? Like, and then I had to pull back. I was like, "I'm not doing this to you." So I called the nurse and said, like, "She's not taking it. I can't do this to my daughter."
Yeah.
And they were great about it. And so she was beside herself and we walked back into the after hours and the doctor could see how distressed she was. And I was like, "This isn't going to go well. I'm so sorry." And she's crying. She's a 3 year old. She's throwing a tantrum. And the doctor says, his name's Jason, he was brilliant. He says, "Ah, just the person I was wanting to see, Bluey, come over here." I was like, "What?" He picks up Bluey, this toy that my nan knitted, and puts him on the doctor's table. And he gets out a stethoscope. And he checks Bluey's heartbeat. And Gigi all of a sudden is calming down a bit, thinking like, "Is Bluey okay? What's going on?"
Right.
And then he checks, like he grabs the wee torch and he looks into Bluey's ears. And I'm trying not, like, I find this quite overwhelming when somebody's treating your child with this much respect. And then he looks to my daughter Gigi and says, "Well, would you like a turn?" And she's like, "Oh, yeah.
Great. Yeah, that would be great."
Good. He has just magically calmed her down. And if you work with children, just a massive shout out to you. Like, what you do is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this guy, he was in his mid-50s. He's been working with kids and just people his whole life. It was 9 o'clock at night. I'd be ready to go home, but he still had the time and the energy for us. And I just thought that was really special.
Yeah, in a world where you have 15-minute appointments with doctors and they go very quickly and you kind of, I mean, they've got to get through as many people as they can. You're right, to have a minute to get back to that one-on-one kind of and settle a child down. That's so cool. And what a treasure he is to have.
Yeah, Dr. Jason was his name.
Dr. Jason.
That's really cool.
So thank you. And on the way home, Gigi was talking to Bluey like, "Are you feeling better, Bluey?"
Oh, that's so cute.
And how is she after the weekend? Has she got the right stuff now?
Yeah, she's got antibiotics now and she's on her way up. She's starting to pick her normal self. So yeah.
Oh, that's great, man.
Wanted to share that this morning. Thank you.